Greetings. I am Pastor James A. Hogan, pastor of the New Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church of Augusta, Georgia, where we believe that when praises go up, blessings really do come down, and where we believe that God has not called us to denomination, but God has called us to salvation. Welcome to the New Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church Shower of Blessings broadcast. Now, on this Sunday morning, we are inviting you to stay tuned for just the next 30 minutes or so to listen to an excerpt from a sermon of mine. I believe that if you do it, and you do it in the mighty name of Jesus, you will indeed receive a blessing. But we also ask that you pay special attention to information that will be displayed on your television screen. Information concerning the location to our sanctuary, as well as the telephone number to our prayer hotline. We do have prayer warriors standing by, ready to prayerfully receive your calls. Again, we ask that you stay tuned for just the next 30 minutes or so. And if you do it, and you do it in the mighty name of Jesus, I believe that you will indeed receive a blessing.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Please look at someone and say, but God. Please give the Lord a hand clap of praise as you take your seat. But God. Let us pray. Almighty God, from whom all blessings flow, thank you for all you've been a blessing. All that has done is doing, going to do, able to do. We thank you. We thank you for salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. We pray for divine guidance, strength, and sanction. That the word we do, the words we speak with truth, to be our own satisfying and salvation, sanct, consolation, and edification. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray. That every child of God say, amen. 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 We have before us a text taken from Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 2. Verse 4, but God was rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, with a title, but God. Do you ever think about the darkness of your soul before you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? And then you think about your present situation, a glorious sunshine in your soul. How much do you rejoice and share this good news with others? Romans analysis of this text, we will rejoice in Paul's reminder to the church of God's great love and rich mercy. Toward the end, we will divide the text into three parts: the position of the text, the pity of the text, and the passion of the text. Let us begin with the petition, the position of the text that states, but God. There was a previous crisis in the position of the text, seen in the words, but God. It refers back to the previous verses of this very chapter, starting with verse 1, in fact. Yes, Christians, saints, praise God, lift up holy hands now. You're sitting in church, praising God now. But this has not always been our behavior. And there was a time we have a lot of street in us, rebelling against God. Before, we were the agents of evil, and not so secret agents at that. Before, we were driven by the desire to please self rather than God. Before, we were traveling toward a lake of fire reserved for the wicked in the last day. Yes, we did not believe it. Oh, we were mocked that there would be such a thing as Judgment Day. But our soul was singing a different tune. Our soul knew that we were in a state of crisis. Our soul was in agony and wounded him. That was the saint's previous position in life and with God. We were in a state of crisis, a crisis of the soul. But not only was there a previous crisis in the position of the text, there was a power of change in the position of the text, seen again in the God. The greatest power of intervention and change belongs to God. There are witnesses even here that can say, I was very ill. Doctor had written me off. But God, he said, I'd never walk again, but watch me walk and dance and run. But God, I had no peace of mind. But God, haters thought they had the last word. But God, regardless of your dark and gloomy yesterdays, God has the power to give you a bright and glowing today and tomorrow if you will submit to him right now. Give the Lord a hand of praise. And through the position of the text, there was a previous crisis in the position of the text, and there was the power of change in the position of the text. That gets us to the pity of the text, who is rich in mercy. There is pity in the pity of the text seen in the word mercy. Now, I looked this word up in Webster. Now, just say on the meaning of mercy. You define mercy as forbearance to inflict harm under circumstances of provocation when one has the power to inflict it. An example would be the court. When you plead for mercy from the court, you know you've been wrong. The court knows you've been wrong. The court can lock you up and throw away the key. But then you throw yourself on the mercy of the court, knowing that the court has power to do you harm. But you plead to the court, be easy on me. Yes, man has provoked God through defiance, rebellion and wickedness. But God holds life and death in his powerful hands, and he can just speak mankind out of existence. But Adam sinned, all God had to say is no more existence for you, and stay away from you, and mankind would cease to exist. Well, he allows crazy and wicked and evil people to live giving chance after chance, opportunity after opportunity. Some of us, if we tell the truth, we were wicked. Oh, some of us were just a little wicked. Some of us were a whole lot wicked. But all of us were on our way to the same lake of fire. And God gave us an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Are you glad? And give him a hand clap of praise. Well, Webster gives another definition that may be more fitting, apropos for this situation. He states that Webster states that it is compassionate treatment of the unfortunate and helpless. Sometimes it can be considered favor or benefits. Yes, we see that in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. But it says, because of the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. It's about his compassion. It's about his love. And we see it this way in this text. We are helpless. Helpless preacher? Yes. We are not able to wash away our sins. No matter how much we wash, no matter how many baths or showers, no matter how much bath soap we use, we cannot wash away our sins. We are not able to pay our sin debt in order to receive peace with God. We do not have that much money. And the little we do have belongs to God. And you can't pay a man off with what already belongs to him. And you can't do it with God. But all but God has shown mercy toward us. Are you glad that God has shown mercy? You know who you were, and you know what you used to do. And the truth be told, you're not perfect now, but you know nothing like what you used to be. Because you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You love him, and you want to please him, even though sometimes you fail, you fall short. I even thank God right now. Yes, in the pity of the text, there is pity in the pity of the text, but there's also plenty in the pity of the text. It is seen in the word rich. Rich preacher, yes. Rich. Rich in mercy. God has demonstrated his rich or plenteous mercy. That is helping us in our time of sin when we could not help ourselves. We had no way to extricate, we had no way to pull ourselves out of the ditch of sin. But God, helping us in our time of sin, we didn't even have enough sense to ask God for help. We were in sin, and we were dead in sin, and some of us didn't even know we were dead. Yes, some were coming to church dead, wearing three-piece suits, dead, carrying designer pocketbooks, and dead. Some had a swagger, walking in with a swagger, eyeing the women or the men. Sometimes the women were hiding the men, sometimes the men were hiding the women, and sometimes the women were hiding the women, and the men were hiding the men. But God. He sent Jesus, his son, to pay our sin debt by dying on that old rugged cross on a hill. Far away. If death has already been paid, what I want to know is why he's still sitting in jail.
supposed to find being paid is no good unless you're willing to come out of the jail. They're not going to drag you out of the jail. You must walk out on your own. Those who accept the payment through faith in Jesus Christ have their sins forgiven. Have you had your sins forgiven? They receive abundant life, eternal life. Have you received life, abundant life, eternal life, or are you among the walking dead? They escape from eternal torment that will come to the wicked on that last day. I know what some folks are thinking. Maybe there'll be someone thinking like that city up in here, up in here. See, I think I'll wait till I'm about 80, maybe 90. I just want to have a good time. I want you to go down to one of the local cemeteries and look on the tombstone and see if everybody there lived to be 80 or 90. And you'll notice that some of those folks, some of those dates on there or people that's about your age. I believe you ought to get right with God and do it now. If you already gotten right with God, give him a hand clap of praise for his everlasting mercy. Well, I'm almost done, huh? Except I've been through two or three. Now don't say praise the Lord out loud. You can say it on your breath. We've already covered the position of the text. Previous crisis in the position of the text. When you were lost and on your way to the lake of fire. That was you and that was me and some of you still are. There is the power of change in the position of the text. There's a change that only God can make. The price has been paid. All you need to do is accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There's the pity of the text. There's pity in the pity of the text, meaning is mercy. And as pity in the pity of the text, he's rich in mercy. He has plenty of mercy, and he will not run out. That's why they can say his mercy is everlasting. While Lamentations 3:23 can say his mercies are made new every morning. Regardless of what kind of scoundrel you are, God has enough mercy even for you. Gets us to the passion of the text. Where do you see that, Hogan? Here it is. There is great love wherewith he loved us. So there is love in the passion of the text, seen in the word love. His love is so great that he sacrificed his only begotten son. Only begotten means one of a kind, one of the least, one of a kind. One of the least in the Greek meaning one of a kind. He's one of a kind's son. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. God committed his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He committed his love. He put his love on this earth. He didn't just talk love like some of us. Let some of folks, I'm not talking about anybody, I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. There's some folks, especially us brothers. I'll be on the system in a minute, but it's sister and brothers, so I see them last. Them brothers talk a good love before, a good story. Good love before they marry you. What are they going to do for you? What are they going to buy you? How hard are they going to work for you? And after you get married, you find out they're spending more money on the woman down the street than the one they live with and married to. I think even the women need to be a little careful about how much you're going to cook and all that kind of stuff. You don't even know how to cook. Everything you eat come from one of the local chicken houses or something. God put his love on display when he sent his only begotten son to die in our place as an atonement of satisfaction. Christ, for our sin, but to accept what has already been paid, you must accept him. You must accept it by faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here, that word commended is nothing but the word sonisto. Simply means he put it on display. He let us see how much we love him. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise to you. Yes, God's rich mercy is an aspect of God's great love. And God put that great love on display, sacrificing his son Jesus Christ for our salvation, and regardless of your past. And all of us have a past, some of us don't want to talk about it, but we have one. Some of us will talk about the little light stuff we did, you know. Yeah, we talk about we used to go here, we used to go there. Only reason we mention that because we figure everybody went there before they were saved. But there are some places we went, some things we did, and some folk we took with us when we did them. We don't bring that up. But God saved us. Oh, you don't hear me? I don't know about you, but every now and then I have to say, but God, do I have any help up in here? But God, you know what I did. You know where I've been. Oh, I deserve death. But God gave me life. Give him some praise up in here. Up in here. Well, I'm done now. I'm done. Don't run off here, but I'm done. I'm done. We have covered the position of the text, the pity of the text, and the passion of the text. But I need at least 60 more seconds. Start off with a question. Is there anybody here that would look at someone, pick your person, and look at them? And look eyeball to eyeball and say, but God. Do I have anybody that will look at someone else and say, but God? Is there anybody in here that can truly say that I was lost in a world of sin? But God. I was wandering in the desert of despair. But God. I did not have peace in my soul. But God. Who can say the God who is rich in mercy and who is great in love sent his only begotten son to die for me? And that early on resurrection, did you hear what I said? Early on resurrection Sunday, his son got up with eternity in the palm of his hand. And I accepted Jesus in my heart. Look at someone and say, look at me. I am a living testimony of what but God can do. But God can pick you up. But God can turn you around. But God can wipe tears from your eyes. But God can make a way out of no way. But God can put pep in your step. But God can put joy in your heart. Is he able? Is he able? Is he able? Say yes! Say yes! Say yes! Say yes! Say yes! Give the Lord a cow! Give him a hand clap of praise up in here. Won't he do it? 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 But God, I was on my way to the lake of fire. Oh, I don't need a fireproof suit on now. But God, I was going down instead of up. But God, hell, I have my name tag already written out. But God, I have a new home in glory.
Well, thank you so very much for tuning in to the New Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church Shower of Blessings broadcast. And I trust that you did indeed receive a blessing. Now, our sanctuary is located at 3237 and a half Deansbridge Road, just south of the Bobby Jones Expressway overpass and a couple of hundred yards south of the Walmart Supercenter. Our Sunday morning worship services begin at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. We also have a great midweek Bible study Wednesdays beginning at 7 p.m. And we also ask that as you are led by the Spirit of God to call our prayer hotline, we do have prayer warriors standing by ready to prayerfully receive your calls in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, our prayer hotline may be reached by dialing 793-2224. Again, that's 793-2224. Whether you come to worship with us in the beauty of holiness or led by the Spirit of God to call our prayer hotline, we believe that if you do it and you do it in the mighty name of Jesus, you will indeed receive a blessing.
Don't be discouraged. Oh,